Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, fam? Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast, baby. What's happening?
What's up, bro? Glad to be here, man. I'm chilling, man. Living life.
Man, we no doubt, man. We live in the building right now, man. Everything feel right today. Everything feel right. For sure, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, man, introduce yourself to the world, man. Tell everybody your artist name loud and slow. Get everybody your name, your artist name.
Yo, what up, world? This is Kivuli, man, the Shadow King, man. Kivuli, K-I-V-U-7-I. KV7, God on all social media. This is Kivuli.
Exactly. And say your artist name one more time. The reason why, because, man, your name is so freaking special, bro. Like, for real. Like, you have a very special name, man. You do. So I want people to hear it and understand it, man. Say it one more time.
I appreciate it, man. It's Kivuli. Kivuli. Shadow King, man. It stands for Shadow in Swahili. It's Kivuli.
Definitely. Let's jump right into it, man. The world is crazy right now. I mean, it started off great with, you know, everybody was hashtagging 2020, 2020 vision. Man, everything was on a roll. And then late February, all of a sudden, COVID. And this thing has taken so many precious lives, and so many people have lost their life because of this disease. And it just taken on a whole new, you know what I'm saying, vibe. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
I want to know from you, how have you adjusted your brand to fit today's climate? Because it's different now. It's not like we doing live shows. You know, we can't. A lot of things change because of that, man. How have you adjusted everything?
Staying relevant by keep posting content for your fans and your supporters, man. Just stay relevant, you know what I'm saying? Go on live, you know what I'm saying? Respond to all the comments, you know what I mean? Hit people DM, show love to their page or whatever they doing, if it's music or they sell clothes or makeup, don't matter. Just show love to everybody. Just stay out there and, you know, let people know that you alive. Let them know that, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you still here. I know you're going through a hard time, you know what I'm saying? So let's try to keep each other up, you know what I'm saying? Stay positive through this pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Just staying relevant and staying socialized with everybody, man.
I want to go into this part here. You are an artist, you're a brand, you're a company. Because once you become an artist, you become a brand. Like, when you sit down and think about it, right, I know you probably have, or maybe you haven't from an in-depth perspective, but when you're an artist or you become a brand, you're telling people, man, you know, buy my product, you know, buy tickets to my show, download my music, like my post, comment, follow me. You're giving people like a lot of you want to give people a lot of reasons to engage with you, man. Why should people connect with your brand? Like, what's something you would tell them that they can expect from you?
I can tell you expect different and original content. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear new music, I'm not gonna tell you that I'm better than this artist or that I sound like this artist. I'm just gonna say, if you want to hear something new, if you want to hear something original, you want to hear something aggressive, you want to hear something that's gonna lift you up, you want to hear something that's gonna hype you up. Something that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, something that you can resonate with, any type of music, any vibe that you feeling, I can bring it. So if you wanna hear something new and you definitely vibe out to some new artists, a new sound, check out Kivuli.
Let me ask you this question here. When you're in the studio, you're in the studio, headphones on, right?
Right.
What the engineer is behind that glass, he's telling you to go. Talk to me about this, man. What is actually going through your mind during the creation process?
Oh, man. Like, when you get in that booth, man, and that engineer telling you, like, it's go time, it's like, this is what this is the beginning of everything. Like, this is what people gonna hear. This is what people gonna rock with you on stage or not rock with you on, depending on how you perform in this booth right now. So it's like you want everything to be perfect. You want everything to sound right. You want to go in there and just wreck it. At the same time, be cool, calm, and collective enough to actually put something together worth listening to. You don't want to go in there too hype, yelling on the track. You know what I'm saying? You spiking it with ad-libs and diluting the song. It's just like stay focused, stay hype, but just chill and get the song out. Get a product that. It's all about the vibe, man.
Definitely. Let me jump into this part here. And the reason why I ask that is because I want people to understand your approach to music, how you move around. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I want
people
to really understand, because that's important. You know what I'm saying? That's like super important as far as what you're doing. I want to go into this part here. Talk about your pain. Pain plays a big role with the lifestyle and the brands of independent artists. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It plays a big role, man. Like, everybody pretty much wants to know and understand what's going on with you, you know, your brand, and just everything in general. Like, what brought you here? Pain takes a lot of artists to these great places that they're at. Like, if you talk to Kendrick Lamar, he's going to tell you off top that he didn't just get here because it was easy. He went through a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, he went through a lot. So that's huge right there. You know what I'm saying? So that right there plays a big role in just where he is and what he's doing. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We both started at the same time. Go ahead.
Now, go ahead. You want me to tell all about my pain, right? I got you.
Not about your pain. I just want you to tell people how you've taken that, how that pain has shaped you and molded you to be in this position you're in now.
Oh, definitely, man. Like, my life, the circumstances that I've been through, everything that I overcome in my past and even present, like, you know what I'm saying? Life is always about ups and downs. It ain't never overstep. So it's always taking that negative or that tribulation and turning into something positive, turning that into motivation and something to fuel you to go harder. You to go ahead. So I always take my trials and tribulations, my mishaps, my step back, and I use that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel the pain, I feel the misery behind it, but I take that after I overcome it and I chill out and I process what's going on. I always take it and use it for motivation, and I push myself to go harder, and I might go in that studio and just lay a banger, man, because that's what I'm feeling like that.
I want to ask you this from the perspective of just like everything with your music and everything. You could be anything in the world regarding, you know, you could be anything in the world right now. You could pursue any job, any career that you want. This music game isn't a guarantee for you. You know that. It isn't a guarantee for you.
Right.
Why you know what I'm saying? Why in the world do you bet on yourself so much in this situation?
If I don't bet on me, who is? You feel me? Like, if I don't believe in myself, then I'm in the wrong place anyway. That goes for any business or anything that you want to do in life. If you want to be a top football player, top basketball player, or whatever, the top business entrepreneur, there is. Whatever. You're going to have to believe in yourself, because it's going to be a lot of naysayers. It's going to be a lot of doubters out there. There's going to be a lot of people that can't do this. You shouldn't do this. You know what I'm saying? Go to college and get this, or focus on getting a career, blah, blah, blah. I just say, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I love doing. that's what I'm gonna bet on myself, because I feel that I'm worth, like, I'm worth that $1 million. I feel like I'm worth that record deal. I'm worth the world knowing me. I'm worth giving my message back to people, because I know it's a lot of people out there that can relate to stuff I've been through. So I'm betting on myself to getting my product, my content out there, because I know that it can spark, maybe not the whole world, but that one person, they spark one person and motivates them to do what they love to do, then it's all.
Let me ask you this. When you think about pain you've been through, the highs and lows, when you think about the actual the reward you can get, and then you think about the risk in the middle, the music. What does music mean to you in 2020?
Music means to me salvation. Music means to me redemption. Music means life. Music means escape from the chaos that's going on in the world in 2020. It's escape from everything I've been through leading up to this point in my life. It's a breather. It's a breath of fresh air of everything that's going on. It's therapeutic to my life. It's therapeutic to my life. Without music, I'd be lost, and I know it's a lot of people. Music is just playing, feeling that nothing else can measure up to, man. So, yeah, without music, period, no matter what genre or what artist, without music, you know what I'm saying, the word don't have a voice. So music is very important. It always is, always will be, always has been.
I'm going to ask you this, man. What's one thing about you you feel like you need to improve in order to make your brand more successful? Like, what's one thing about you you know you need to change so it's better? You know what I'm saying?
One thing I need to work on, I say the time management. Sometimes I get lost in, you know what I'm saying, everyday life things or family, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes my focus, I ain't gonna say my whole drive, but my focus sometimes get backslided. So I feel like if I use my time management more, if I use my professionalism a little more, if I took everything that was given to me and with a little more urgency, then I feel like that'll lift me up and just master myself all together, you feel me? So, yeah. It was growing on my craft altogether and time management.
And do you know why time management is so important, bro?
Yeah, well,
tell me, bro.
Because you can gain back money, you can gain back time, you can gain back a lot of different things. But one thing you can never gain back, you can gain back money, you can gain back friends, you know, if things come back around. But one thing you can never gain back is time. Once it's gone, it's gone. So what's so crazy is, like, you know, like your radio pushes, music, IB, we focus a lot on education. That's why we started the whole Dream Hustle Wayne University. And you know this from just talking to me. You know, we've had a time management call. You know, you got the password and everything. And you know, and I don't know how many times you've looked at that page and went through it, but I will always tell you that's a page that you have to look at, because if you manage your time right, you will be successful at whatever you want in life. You ever see somebody say, man, I don't want to part, I want to get through college, man, we got time, we got 4 years, and before you know it, you 10 years, you still didn't graduate. Hey, man, you know what?
Right.
I graduated, you know what I'm saying? You know what, man? I graduated from college, man. I want to go intern and work and, you know, earn my chops. Nah, man, you don't need to do that, man. What you need to do just go ahead and just wait for the right opportunity. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
People going to tell what I'm saying, and before you know it, that time passed and gone, and then you shoot. The point I'm making is that you can sit up here and play all kind of games and lie to yourself all day. But at the end of the day, you have to put yourself in a position to win. And if you don't, and the only way you're going to do that is by managing your time, knowing what's important. Because if you don't do that, then everything else, then you're just going to be sitting there. There's no direction. You ever met a, it's almost like you want to marry. It's almost like you want to marry somebody, but you don't know where they're headed. if you don't know where they're headed, how is that going to help you?
Exactly.
It's not.
Exactly.
Because you don't know where their mind is, so you don't know where to take it. And that's the whole part about the game that people. Right. You don't know. And that's going to hurt you in the end because there's no real end game. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have that for it to make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, because if you don't, then if you don't, you'll end up. So my thing to you is this. What are two things you want to accomplish before this year is out?
Two things I want to accomplish is at least gaining my social media presence, at least getting that up there to a good standing. So I don't have to introduce myself no more. That's the first goal. You know what I mean? Or not anymore or less, no, less often. You know what I'm saying? When people see me or they hear my sound or whatever the case may be, they be like, oh yeah, that's Key Booty, that's KV right there. You know what I'm saying? And the second thing, you know what I'm saying, if not by the end of 2020, definitely going into 2021, you know what I'm saying, definitely having some type of contract on the table to where I got a music distribution deal with a real record label, or I got a management deal with some type of third-party affiliate with a record label, you know what I'm saying, making some progress with, you know what I'm saying, affiliate or some type of record label to where I'm getting up there on the stage to where people, okay, this, yeah, he's for real. Let's pay attention to him. You know, let's show some respect to KV. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm definitely working on that right there.
Let me ask you this. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, brother?
Oh man, just the realism, man, the authenticity, man, the coaching, the feedback, man, the love, the support, man, it's everything, man. The educational advice, man, and like, you know, the podcast, radio pushes, man, Dream Hustle Win University, foundational for indie artists. You know what I'm saying? If y'all listen to this, and you an indie artist, go with Radio Pushers, man. Listen to the Millennial Generation. You know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? They got a good campaign over there. They definitely grow indie artists, man. I'm telling you. Look, man, yo, since rocking with y'all, the spike in numbers, the followers, the content, all that, man, through the roof, man. So I just want to say appreciate y'all, man, for that, for real, real.
Well, you know, man, it's all about earning your trust, man. And the only way we can earn your trust is delivering what we said that we were going to do. And we do our part, you do yours. You know, I'm very hard on artists, man. Very hard. There's always more work you can do. And you know what I'm talking about. We won't have to get into it all deep on the phone, but you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're doing things, when you're out here running a business and you're going through the motions, you want to always be willing to top what you're doing, excel at the highest level. Every post, you want to get 1,000 comments. Every person that follow you, you should know who they are. You should want to be involved with them. And that's why I push you so hard, like I push everybody, because, yeah, you can get help. You can have people working with you. But I want you to go high as possible, because when you blow up and you on that stage accepting that BET award, you're going to say what you just said. Yo, shout out to Radio Pusher, man. Boom, boom, boom. You're going to do that. That's love. That's love, though. That's love, though, because that's what it's all about. It don't get no better than that, man. Because now we moving in a different direction. You know what I'm saying? From that perspective. So I'm all for it, man, like 100. Like that makes me so happy as far as being able to say, yo, man, this dude, he making it. Like, he has a successful company. That's what it's all about. Ain't about nothing else, man. And that's the difference with us. That's why people continuously do business with us and spend money with us, because they know that they care about me. No disrespect, no other company out there. Even when we distribute music for people, we don't just distribute for everybody. We got to know your plan. You got to have the right budget. I got to know you want to work this thing for a year straight. Because what's the purpose of putting on a song? Well, they tired of it. They want new. Because we didn't got the right plan behind it. That's why when you go in the studio and craft up some dope music, you got to make sure, 100% sure, that this song can take you where you need it, where it needs to go. If it can't, why are we doing it? What's the purpose?
Fact.
We working the songs. So we gonna work Hate Me Right. If we gonna work that record, then where's the visual? Where's the street team? Where's the guerrilla marketing? Where's my digital team? Like there's different levels to it, to where you can go. You feel what I'm saying?
Fact. A lot of artists don't know that. They feel like, okay, I'm just going to drop a track and it's going to take off. You know what I'm saying? With no marketing, no PR behind it, no nothing. I'm like, man.
Right.
I don't even know.
And most importantly, man, no plan. Because the plan got to be there for everything to really work the way it's supposed to be. So, anyway, man, we salute you. We thank you for being on the actual podcast today, man. It's an honor just to be in partnership with you, bro. Like, for real. Like, you are definitely somebody that works hard, plays hard, but you're willing to put in the work. Everybody not willing to do that, and you are, man. So that means a lot for us, man. Any final shout-outs you want to give real quick, bro?
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody. Again, man, shout out Radio Pusher, shout out Dream Hustle Radio, man. Shout out Blog Talk Radio. Shout out everybody, Haroon Pen Network, shout out everybody rocking with the campaign for listening to this. I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you to everybody, man. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah. Let's get it, man. And give them your artist name one more time, man, so people can know who you are.
Yes, sir. This is Kivuli. KIVU7I. Kivuli. KB7GOD on all social media platforms, man. Follow the King, Shadow King, Key Woo. Get it.
All day, every day. All right, man. People, let's get it. DreamHustleWin.com, RadioPushers.tv/WeTheBestMusic. Submit your music, and you can actually talk to a real person before you spend money and get your blueprint. What it's all about. This is my little bro on the line right here today. Follow this man on Instagram. And listen, tell people the song you want them to listen to check out when they go to your streaming profile. What's one song you want
to
check out?
Yo, go to my page, man. Listen to Hate Me Right, man. It's out right now. It's booming. It's doing crazy numbers thanks to Radio Pushers and the Millennial Journal on the phone right here. My big bro, man. Hate Me Right. Go check that out.
All right, let's get it, people, all day, every day, man. Thank you so much, bro. Salute. Peace.
All right, yes, sir. Peace.